the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled A New Year's Puzzle, and it stars Red Skelton.
How are you standing up under the holiday strain?
Well, sir, Mr. Skelton, you know, I've been so busy, I forgot to ask.
Oh?
Tell me, did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I want to thank you for your gift, too. It's just what I wanted, a bicycle pump. It'll come in handy if I ever want to fix any flats. In fact, I think I'll do a little work on your chest now.
Well, sir, tell me, how are you going to bring in the new year?
I'll have nothing to do with it. I'll go to bed, wake up in the morning, and there it'll be. Hey, look, turn on the radio. Let's be sporty about this tonight, just for old time's sake. What do you say?
And now we give you an address by His Honor, who will speak on plans for the new year. And here he is, San Fernando Red.
Thank you. My friends, aren't you all my friends? This is a farewell for a year that has brought many changes. It was a good election year, and before I go any further, I would like to thank all of you who voted yes on Proposition No. Some in politics cut off their nose this year just to spite their faces, but it's just as well. Things around Washington don't smell too good anyhow. Some say that I yielded to crime, but I can prove that I've never done anything like that. In fact, since I've been in office, get this now, since I've been in office, I ain't done anything. And I don't intend to start now. I am an honest man. I came from an honest family. I have thousands of letters here to back up that statement. I'd like to read you some of these letters praising me for my honesty, but my spelling is very bad and I can't read my own writing. Let's talk about the future. There is a lottery coming. There is a lot in store. How the present situations will affect the price of Lydia Pinkham can't be told yet. Perk up your ears. I'm about to make a prediction. So get this straight. I'll have mine straight, too, if you don't mind. Remember, when I predict something, it usually comes true, so I am about to predict something. Now, let's see, what was I going to predict? Well, we'll forget it and give a little toast. Of course, I don't drink hard liquor myself. I never touch it. But I will touch my tongue to it tonight in good fellowship.
Boy, what a long tongue that guy's got.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, Happy New Year, Rod. How are you, boy?
Well, are we all ready to go out and paint the town blue?
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I'm getting so ashamed of the color, I'm going to change my name to Whitey. Hey, what do you want to see me about, O'Connor?
Well, look, Willie Lump-Lump has disappeared and his wife's hysterical, and I promised her I'd look for
him. Well, don't worry about Willie. He's all right.
No, I promised Willie's wife that I'd find him, so I'll see you later. Wonder where I should look for Willie first. Oh, here's Clem Cadiddlehopper's fix-it shop. Maybe Clem has seen him. Oh, Clem!
Yeah, here I am.
Happy New Year, boy. I got to get back to work here. I don't know what I'm hammering on here, but I got to fix it. Boy, it sure looks like it's in bad shape, sure. Wonder what it is. Oh, now I recognize it. It's my thumb. Well, I guess my hitchhiking days are over now.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy. How are you? Can I be of any service to you, sir? If you're smart, you'll say no.
Say, look, Clem, I stopped in to ask if you've seen Willie Lump-Lump. He's disappeared.
Well, no, I haven't seen Willie since he used my bathtub to whip up some concoction for New Year's celebration. He left a whole big jug of it back there.
He makes his own stuff?
Sure, he makes it himself and he drinks it himself. That way he cuts out the middleman. Well, look who's coming in the door. Somebody must have had a nasty accident. Yes?
Howdy, Clam!
Well, you. How are you, lover girl?
Well, Clam, I was hoping you'd take me out to some classy nightclub to bring in the new year.
No, I don't care to go to them snooty restaurants. They always make me wear a necktie, and I look silly in a necktie. Especially without a shirt.
Oh, Clam!
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get the new pot belly stove?
That ain't a pot belly stove. That's Rod O'Connor.
Hello, Daisy June.
Yes. Oh, hello, Mr. O'Connor. How chummin' to see you again.
Oh, why don't you stop that stuff? Every time you meet a good-looking man, you start putting on airs. Which reminds me, I ought to open the window a little.
Would you care to kiss my hand, Mr. O'Connor?
Now, Daisy June, how dare you to let another man kiss you on the hand?
Well, now there, don't be jealous, Clam. You're the only one I let kiss me on the lips.
That's just it. I want the same break that the rest of the guys get. And as for you, you overstuffed Hollywood coyote.
Now, look, don't get mad, Clem. Daisy, June, and I mean nothing to one another.
That's right, Clem. You're the only man in my life.
Oh, is that so? Well, I happen to know that by accident the other night, I was sneaking by your house, and I happened to peek in. You see, I'm a peeping Tom at heart. Or sometimes I peep when I should have Tom. But I happened to see another man... I happen to see another man sitting at my place at your table, eating peas with my knife and drinking coffee out of my saucer. Now, our engagement is through. I'll have back my cigar band, if you don't mind.
Oh, don't be like that. I want to marry you.
Well,
I want to be the mother of your children.
Well, this is silly. I don't have any children.
Now, look, you two kids go out and have a good time.
Oh.
Don't bring the New Year in fighting.
Well, that's a good idea. DJ, I'm sorry we had a little argument. Say, there's a bottle of Willie Lump Lump's nerve tonic back here. Shall we celebrate?
Well, but just a nip, because it's New Year's.
Okay. Here you are, lover girl. It's just like water. No kick to it at all. Practically nothing.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Here goes.
Flew right out the window. How are you going to get her down? Well, do something.
Well, don't get excited. I know what to do. Hello, operator. Give me the Fort MacArthur anti-aircraft battery, will you?
I'll see you later. If you see Willie Lump Lump, ask him to call his wife.
Happy New Year.
This is Red Skelton. And right now, I think we'd better take a minute to listen to a very important message from my sponsor.
Hey, taxi.
Oh, did you ring, sir?
Well, Cauliflower McPug, the battling bird boy. How come you're driving a cab, Cauliflower?
Boy, I'm driving a cab for my grandmother. It's her cab, you see. It's not my cab. She's skating in the roller derby tonight, you see.
Your grandmother roller skates?
Yeah, she used to be a wrestler, but she had to give it up. She started hearing bells and buzz, you know. Boy, when that happens, you'd better give up the fight game when you don't... don't answer that phone. I know who it is.
Well, tell me, Cauliflower, have you been fighting again?
Certainly I've been. Ain't you heard? All my fights are being televised now. How about that? I'm being sponsored by a mortuary. At the end of every bout, I get laid there while they read the commercial.
Well, I thought you'd given up fighting by now.
No, I couldn't do that. You see, fighting's in my blood. What's left of it, you know. Did you hear about my fight in St. Louis? At the end of the first minute and a half, I was still on my feet, so they stopped the fight and gave me a saliva test. They thought I was doped, you know. I wanted to win that fight, too, for my kid that was born the day before.
You and your wife have a new baby?
Well, you don't think we got a second-hand one, do you?
Boy, are you punchy.
Oh, you think I sprung my mainspring, huh? You ought to see them rattlers down at that gymnasium. You know what they did this year?
No.
They all hung their stockings up on the mantel, see? And then one guy dressed like Santa Claus, a silly bum, and tried to slide down the chimney.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
There's no fireplace in that gymnasium. I know. I carry out the anchors every week.
Hey, Gullifier, did you hear about Willie Lump Lump disappearing?
Yeah, but nothing to worry about. I happen to know he's okay.
How do you know?
A little bird told me. Back there he is, blabbing off his mouth again.
Hey, look, Bird Brain, can you drive me over to Junior's house?
Oh, Junior, you think maybe he's there, huh? Hop in.
Gullifier, are you sure you know how to drive this cab?
Sure. Whoop! I knew it.
Now, why did you pull over to the curb and stop?
Well, didn't you hear that police whistle? You're probably going to give me a ticket for not stopping at that railroad crossing. I heard the bell ringing, but I thought I could make it.
What railroad crossing?
You can't hear it ringing? That bell back there? They must hide them things. I always stop for the train when I hear the bell ringing, but when I look around, it's never near.
Oh, I give up. I'm going out for a walk.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later. Oh, that poor guy. It sure must be tough walking around conscious like that. Oh, there goes Santa Claus back to the North Pole. Bye, Santa Claus. Happy Jingle Bells.
This is Red Skelton, and right now I want you to meet the people who bring you this program. They're fine people, so let's take a few seconds to hear what they have to say.
What's wrong?
Well, I've been looking for Willie Lump Lump, and I just wondered if you'd seen him.
We never could see him.
Well, have you checked the police?
Yes, hasn't been booked for 2 days.
Well, you... Well, that was your goodie. No place for it here, but that was your goodie. Hey, you is in luck, you know. I just happen to know a real good disinfective. A detective.
Who?
Well, don't laugh, but all my buddies call me Sam Bulldozer. Yes, sir. Dean Collar says I'm much better than Sam Spade, you know. Wait till I go put on me this eye. And I'll show you what a detective I am.
That's humoring, Rod. We don't want to hurt his little feelings, huh?
Well, I'll go along with a gag, but I wish I could gag him.
Here he comes. Now act impressed.
Well, here I is back.